The South African Human Rights Commission ended the second week of its national investigative hearing into the July unrest on Monday. This week, it's expected that the state and state entities give testimony on their roles in the unrest that occurred in parts of KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng in July. First to appear before the commission on Monday was National Police Commissioner General Kehla Sithole.
The main cause was a shortage of capacity. I think we did not have enough capacity to respond. But the other main cause was the nature of the modus operandi used. I think SAPS was overstretched in such a manner that the current establishment could not be everywhere in time. And again, the other factors was the special development stretch. There's other areas where we were supposed to have police stations already in terms of the population growth and expansion from a special development point of view.
The Gauteng Provisional Commissioner Lieutenant General Elias Mawela said some elements suggest that the riots could have been orchestrated.
Surely, I'll give a practical example of what happened Saturday evening in Alexandra. When the residents in that hostel decide to wake up, all of them, around 10 o'clock in the night and walk to the mall, surely this it cannot just be a coincidence that I see somebody walking this direction, I'm following that one. Somebody must have said to them, on this time, I'll wake you up or we must all be up. And on this time, let us all go to this mall and do the following. So that is my opinion. And it doesn't mean that my opinion it is correct. But surely these people, the way they were moving towards some of these areas where they were looting, you could see that they were coordinated.
Former Defence Minister Nosiviwe Mapisa Nqakula said she was not happy with the cooperation between the SAPS and the SANDF during the unrest. She also said she felt disrespected by the National Police Commissioner Kehla Sithole.
The situation was such that the structures are not the same. So the general felt really they were not at the same level with the Kennel, and therefore the cooperation was very minimal to a point where when I received that report, I was still in Pretoria. I then said to the chief of the South African National Defence Force, if we know that there is this kind of problem now of the egos of the levels, why not deploy a general? But a general in the context of the South African National Defence Force has nothing to do with running operations, you know? But because I was insisting, because I really wanted this cooperation, they then deployed generals to assist and to make sure that there's better collaboration between the police and the defense force.
Mapisa Nqakula also said she was not happy with how the Human Rights Commission refused to postpone her appearance despite her having an emergency.
I'm very uncomfortable with the manner in which the matter was handled. I think it does not demonstrate a spirit of Ubuntu. It does not demonstrate sensitivity. We all lose people, and it's something we have no control over. And when it happens just like that. And people need to understand. I never asked that for this to be postponed forever and ever. Amen. I just said, can you please allow me not to appear on the Monday because I have this difficulty. But the tone of the letter suggests that I was completely misunderstood.
The hearing continues until the 3rd of December. For Times Live Podcast, I'm Bulelano Nyukela.